Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. And if you are new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth, all from a balanced and realistic perspective. So I just have to say that your girl is tired today. I just spent all afternoon running around, running errands. I'm hosting an impromptu pumpkin painting and sip night at our apartment, which we weren't planning on doing. We were originally planning on going to like a haunted corn maze with some of our friends, but after reading some of the reviews, it was giving don't waste your money. So we decided to host a little pumpkin paint and sip at our apartment at the very last minute. So I had to go to Trader Joe's, Target, get everything that we needed for Saturday night, which I'm so excited for. I love hosting, and I haven't been able to do much hosting ever since we've moved to Arizona because we literally do not know anyone here. And obviously we've made friends since moving, but I'm excited to just be in my hosting era again. And I also just love creating a welcoming, cozy environment. I love going the extra mile and just making everything look very aesthetic and presentable. To me, I get so much joy from creating a beautiful table set or doing things that other people might consider a little bit extra or unnecessary. But to me, it is very fun and creative and it brings me joy. And I love spending quality time with my friends and the people that I love and care about. So I am very much excited for that. But I am very tired because we did our weekly reset where we clean our entire apartment from top to bottom. We ran errands. We were out all day. And now I am chatting with you guys, recording this week's podcast episode. So we've had a very productive day. So anyways, in today's episode, I wanted to have a conversation around something that I find myself in. And it's something that I know we all experience from time to time. And it's when we are in a season of preparation, or preparation season, however you want to call it. And if you haven't heard of this concept or this term, a season of preparation is essentially that phase in your life that comes right before you're about to achieve your goal or achieve an intention that you've set for yourself. So for example, let's say that you've set a goal to live a healthier lifestyle, or maybe you want to switch career paths, or you want to save for your dream car, or you want to completely reinvent and transform yourself. A season of preparation is what happens right before you achieve that thing. So this preparation season is that gap between where you currently are in this moment and where you aspire to be. And it's a time in your life when you're being called to step up, to level up, so that you can achieve that goal or that desire that you have. And in order to get there, you have to get through this season of preparation. And in today's episode, I just want to have a conversation around this topic because, like I said, this is a season that I'm currently in. I want to have a conversation around what the purpose of a preparation season is and how it can benefit us, what we can expect when we are in a season of preparation, and how we can navigate and embrace when we are in a season of preparation in our lives. This conversation is something that I really needed when I was in the beginning stages of my personal development journey, and I was constantly trying to level up, change my life. And having been through a few seasons of preparation throughout the last few years, I feel like I've really cultivated some very useful tips and insights that have helped me navigate whenever I find myself in a season of preparation. So I really hope that you enjoy this episode. If you do, I would so appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast so that more people can discover the podcast. Share this episode with anyone who you think may enjoy the conversations that we have. And that is all I have to say. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into today's episode. So I first want to get into what the purpose of a preparation season is and why it's essential to go through an experience before we're able to manifest that goal or achieve that desire that we have. And it doesn't really matter what your goal is, what your intentions are, what you're striving for. Like I said, whether you're trying to live a healthier lifestyle, switch careers, find your dream partner, buy your dream car, your home, whatever your goal is, no matter how big or small, we all go through a season of preparation before we experience that thing, have that thing, achieve that thing. And to put it simple, a season of preparation is to quite literally prepare you for what is about to come into your life in order to best handle all of its ups and downs that come with it. I think oftentimes when we set really exciting goals for ourselves, we tend to romanticize the goal and overlook the reality of it. And don't get me wrong, I am all for romanticizing your life, but I also live in the real world and I'm also a very practical person too. But for example, when it comes to buying a house or getting married, of course, these are really exciting and huge milestones, but at the same time, they both come with very big responsibilities and its own set of challenges. And I think sometimes, again, we romanticize that desire, but we forget that it also is going to come with challenges and obstacles as well. And I myself have had similar experiences with romanticizing a goal and then reality sets in and I'm like, oh crap, I was not expecting this. For example, when I moved from California to Arizona almost 2 years ago, I remember the months leading up to our move, I was so excited to be starting a brand new chapter in our lives, to have a brand new apartment that I could decorate, to be exploring a new city. I was just so over the moon, so excited for this new season. But when we finally did move and reality set in, I found myself dealing with things I wasn't fully prepared for or was even expecting to deal with, from feeling homesick, feeling lonely, overwhelmed, and struggling to find a new routine for myself and things like that. Having experienced that, it really showed me that although a goal can be really exciting and positive, to also expect challenges to come with it. And something that I find interesting is every time I've set a goal for myself, almost instantly I start experiencing so many challenges and obstacles in relation to that goal. And I will get into why this happens and what it means a little bit later. But what I will say, as someone who's been through a season of preparation many, many times, all of the hurdles and obstacles that I've experienced on the way towards achieving my goal have been an essential part of the process. And I think how you can identify when you're entering a season of preparation or when it's time to enter a season of preparation is when you start to feel that desperation for change in your life, when you're tired of getting in your own way. Those are definitely signs that it's time for you to step up and prepare for change. I shared this a while back, but I have set intentions for where I want to be by the end of next year, who I want to be, where I want to live, what I want my career and life to look like. And honestly, this is probably one of the most significant intentions that I've set for myself so far on my journey. And since setting these intentions, I have been faced with so many challenges in regards to these intentions, which is literally all aspects of my life. And at first it felt very overwhelming and I felt very defeated just dealing with all of these challenges. But after a breakdown, I had a breakthrough where everything kind of clicked for me and I recognized that I was in fact in a season of preparation. It all just made sense to me that after setting these intentions of where I want to be in my life by the end of next year, that I was now being forced to grow, forced to learn certain lessons, to evolve so that I could be ready for that next chapter in my life. And once I kind of made sense of everything that was happening and realizing that everything happening now is actually not happening to me, but in fact, it's happening for me and it's all part of the process and it's all getting me ready for the next chapter in my life. My frustration that I was feeling turned into excitement because in that moment, I knew that God was calling me to level up. And this was simply me being forced to step into the person that I need to be in order to be where I want to be by next year. So that's my interpretation of what a season of preparation is all about. And I now want to get into what we can expect when we are in a season of preparation in our lives. Every single time that I've been in a preparation season in my life, there's been common reoccurring themes that I've noticed. And there are certain things that I can expect to experience or feel when I am in a season of preparation. And I want to talk about this because it's definitely not always an easy or seamless process to be in. And what I will say is that the bigger the goal, the more challenging the season of preparation can be. And that's just the honest truth. And I'm just here to give it to you, but you know, we're here to talk about how we can navigate this season as well. So the first thing you can expect to experience when you are in a season of preparation in your life is a feeling, a sense of dissatisfaction or impatience for where you currently are in your life. And I think this is a pretty common thing to feel when you feel like you're not where you want to be, or you're really excited or eager to be in that next level, to reach that goal that you're aiming for. And I know it's easy to feel dissatisfied in your life when your current circumstances might not align with the vision that you have for yourself, or when it feels like the gap between where you are now and where you want to be are so far away and it feels impossible to achieve. But instead of looking at my feelings of being dissatisfied or feeling impatient with whatever season that I'm in as a negative thing, I try to turn it into a positive thing, and I take it as a sign that I've simply outgrown the season that I'm in or the situation that I'm in. And these feelings of dissatisfaction is just my higher self telling me that it's time to grow again, that it's time to level up. And I like to think of it as being a plant in a pot, and you've simply outgrown the pot that you are in, and it's time to be planted into a bigger pot. I know that analogy is kind of cheesy, but trust me, it helps me to put things into perspective when I'm kind of in the midst of feeling impatient or dissatisfied. I just try to look at the positive in it and know that I'm just being called to grow, to level up, and that motivates me to take action and do what I need to do in order to fit into a bigger pot, which we will get into a little bit later when it comes to like taking action and what to do. But if you are feeling a sense of dissatisfaction in your life, take that as a sign that you're simply being called to grow, to level up, and you've outgrown your current situation. And that's a good thing. We're meant to grow and evolve in life, and that isn't something to look at in a negative light. And something else to expect when we are in a season of preparation is being okay with delayed gratification. When you're in the preparation season of your life, you're often working a lot behind the scenes. You're laying a lot of groundwork, and oftentimes you're not seeing the results right away. And I know that can be really discouraging, and it can seem like you aren't making progress. But there is a saying that I saw recently, and again, it's another plant analogy, and that was totally unintentional, but we're just going with it. But this saying says, imagine planting a seed and being upset an hour later because it hasn't turned into a flower. And I really like this quote because it helps put things into perspective, and it helps to remind us that great things take time and don't happen overnight. And I know it can seem like other people are achieving overnight success, or things are happening very quickly or easily for other people, but it only seems that way because we are seeing the end result. We aren't there to see or experience all of the years of hard work and dedication that they've put into reaching the end result. It might seem like it happened overnight, but chances are it absolutely did not, and it took years, months of dedication, effort, hard work. And especially in the world that we live in today, we've been accustomed to instant gratification in all areas of our life. Whether we post something on social media and it instantly gets likes and comments and attraction, or we can instantly order food at our doorstep. We can instantly order a car service, whatever the case is. We've been accustomed to instant gratification, and there's nothing wrong with those things. I enjoy those privileges just as much as the next person, but I think it's also warped our perspective and our expectations when it comes to our life and our goals and achieving the things that we want and becoming the person that we want to be and all of that. Those things take time, and those things do not happen overnight. And when we forget that, that is when it can feel like nothing is happening, like it's all for nothing, but it truly isn't. This is something that I've had to really work on embracing and being okay with. And I think oftentimes when we aren't able to embrace delayed gratification, that's what causes you to quit too early or give up on yourself before you even give yourself the time to see what can really happen if you were to continue forward on your path or your goals. So delayed gratification is a huge one, and I know it's not easy, especially in today's day and age, but it's absolutely necessary during a season of preparation. Another common theme that I've experienced when being in a season of preparation is having a lot of tests and challenges in regards to what it is that I'm working towards. So as you prepare for your next level or your goal or whatever it is that you're trying to make happen, you're likely to encounter many challenges and obstacles along the way. And these obstacles and these challenges can definitely feel like setbacks or roadblocks, but it's so important to remember that overcoming those challenges that you experience is an essential part of the preparation process that's preparing you for the next season of your life. So for example, one of my goals is to start working more with brands that I love, that I genuinely connect with and want to support. And I've recently been experiencing a lot of learning lessons when it comes to working with brands, specifically on what to look out for when considering working with a brand and making sure that I'm doing my due diligence to make sure that I'm being treated fairly, that I'm not being taken advantage of, to make sure that I'm reading my contracts properly and that I'm actually signing what we agreed on. And I recently had a situation where a brand tried to basically pull a fast one on me by asking more of me than what was agreed upon. In that moment, when I realized what was happening, it definitely did not feel good to know that a brand was trying to take advantage of me and not pay me fairly for my work and my time and my energy. But now that the situation has passed and I've been able to reflect on it, it's become a learning lesson for me for the future when I do work with more brands, and I can apply what I've learned in this situation to other situations. Also, experiences like this are teaching me to value my work and my worth and to walk away when something doesn't suit me and benefit me. And it's also giving me the knowledge of what to look out for in the future and what to expect and how to have my back when it comes to these situations. So although in the moment the situation might feel kind of uncomfortable or shitty, there's always a valuable lesson that you can walk away from that will help you in the future. After the situation had passed and I learned the lesson, I started to feel excited because I knew that in a way this test was a sign that I'm actually getting closer to achieving my goal of working with more brands in the future that I love and that I align with, because clearly God put this situation, this test in my life so that I can learn from it, because in the future I will have more opportunities to work with brands and I'll have the knowledge, the skill sets that I need in order to thrive when I'm in that season of my life. Another huge theme when it comes to being in a season of preparation is experiencing a lot of limiting beliefs and self-doubt. So I've said this before, but every single time that I've done something that's outside of my comfort zone, I have always been met with some level of resistance, whether it's been fear of failing, doubting my abilities to make something happen, or lack of faith. I've always had to deal with some internal struggle, and I've always had to learn to work through those limiting beliefs, those self-doubts, those fears. And something else that I've come to realize is that when these things are coming up for me, they're coming up so that they can be worked through, so that they can be healed in order to, again, get to that next phase. Most people have a when I see it, then I'll believe it mindset, when in reality, it should be the opposite. When I believe it, then I'll see it. And I say this to say, when you're working on something you've never had or something you've never experienced, it's easy to lack faith and believe that it's attainable or that something is possible. And this is definitely a limiting belief that I've had to deal with when I've been in a season of preparation, and I've had to learn how to cultivate faith that something is possible for me, even though I may have never experienced it in my own life. So now I want to get into how we can embrace the season of preparation and kind of work with it and not against it. And the first most important thing in being able to embrace when you are in a preparation season is to change your perspective. The power of perspective is quite literally life-changing. Two people can find themselves in the exact same situation under the exact same circumstances, and their experiences and outcomes can be completely different based on simply their perspective. So when you are in a season of preparation, you have a choice. You can either view it with a glass half empty mindset, or you can have a glass half full perspective. You can choose to feel resentment towards the challenges that you're facing, or you can choose to embrace gratitude for how these challenges are helping you grow and prepare you for your blessings that are about to come. You can also shift your perspective from seeing the things you quote unquote have to do to things that you now get to do. And I'll be very candid, before everything kind of clicked for me and I recognized that I was actually in a season of preparation, I was feeling a bit frustrated about some of the challenges that I was experiencing, but then I was able to shift my perspective. And when I did, quite literally, everything changed. The way that I felt, the way that I viewed the situation that I was in. And instead of thinking of this preparation season as something that's overwhelming and daunting because of all the things that I have to quote unquote do in order to be where I want to be by next year, I'm now choosing to see this journey as something that's exciting, and I'm grateful that I get to focus on myself each day, that I get to work out, I get to meditate, I get to journal, I get to pursue a career that I'm passionate about. And all of these opportunities that are in my life are just that, they're opportunities and they're not obligations. And all of these tests and challenges, they're just opportunities to grow and learn and become an even better, wiser, smarter person. I also realized that there was a time in my life when my reality was completely different and so far off from where I wanted to be, but in that reality, I was still able to find gratitude and maintain the right perspective until I reached the current reality that I'm in. And now my current reality and the next level or the next phase of my life that I'm working towards are actually a lot closer in comparison than where I was before and where I am now. So I hope that kind of makes sense. I know that's a little confusing, so let me kind of like clarify a little bit. Before I was where I am right now in my life, before my life looked the way that it did, before I had the career that I have, the friendships that I have, everything, my life looked drastically different, okay? I was constantly jumping from toxic job to toxic job. My mental health was crap because of it. I did not have the best group of friends. I often felt very lonely and like I just had bad friendship situations. I was very unhappy in my life, what I was doing with my life. I knew that I wanted more for myself and I felt very trapped and stuck. I was once in that situation and in that reality, in that phase of my life, I still was able to find gratitude while I was working towards the current reality that I'm in. I used to, you know, dream about the day that I could become a full-time content creator and I no longer had to work these jobs that I hated. And I was able to like have gratitude in that moment until I got here. And now that I'm here in this reality, when I think about like my next level phase that I'm working towards, those realities are actually not that different. And I'm much closer to where I want to be next versus where I used to be. So I'm saying all this to say, if I was able to find gratitude when my life looked completely different than where it is now, then I can definitely find the right perspective as I'm working towards my next phase, my next reality, because they're actually not that different. And so I just wanted to share that because, you know, even if your current reality, your current circumstances are completely different, you can still find the right perspective to help you keep going until you get to that point in your life that you want to be. Whether it's, you know, being in your dream relationship, having your dream body, or up-leveling your finances, whatever the case is, a shift in your perspective can change everything for you, and it can help you get closer to that version of yourself, to that reality that you desire to have. My next tip for embracing your preparation season is to do the inner work. So there's a quote that I want to share with you guys that I really resonate with, and it says, "In order to change your life, first, change your mind." So back in my earlier podcasting days, in a lot of my earlier episodes, I used to emphasize the importance of doing the inner work in order to create real external change in your life. And this is something that I still stand firmly behind because I've experienced this firsthand time and time again. Everything that you're experiencing in your current reality, from your relationships to your job, your friendships, your finances, your lifestyle, to even how you look, how you feel about yourself, all of it is essentially a reflection of your internal world. Our internal world is made up of our belief systems, our mindset, our self-worth, our self-love. If you're looking to upgrade any aspect of your physical life, you need to begin by upgrading the internal world first. So let's take friendships, for example. Many of my past experiences with friends have involved one-sided, selfish dynamics and mistreatment from friends. I have also found myself falling short as a friend to others and being the quote-unquote toxic friend to other people. I had to do some soul searching and I had to ask myself, what is it about me that's attracting these kinds of friends or having these similar experiences? And I don't want this to get misconstrued as victim blaming or anything like that. Obviously, there's levels to everything. At the end of the day, I knew that there was something about me that was attracting these kinds of friendships into my life, whether it was lack of boundaries on my end, lack of self-worth or value in myself. So I really had to take time to go within and really think about all these things that were contributing to me constantly having the same experience over and over. And this can be applied to really any aspect of your life. Maybe you find yourself attracting the same type of romantic relationship, or you find yourself in the same type of toxic job. You leave one job to go to another job, and it's the same situation. It's the same dynamics. We continue to experience the same lessons, the same situations, the same types of people until we learn what it is that we are meant to learn. So now I want to talk about taking aligned action. So I talked about how, you know, in order to change your physical external world, you first have to start with your internal world. But beyond your beliefs and your mindset and your inner world, where you find yourself in life right now, who you are right now, is also a reflection of all the previous actions and decisions that you've made in the past. Where you'll be 1 year from now is also going to be a direct result of the choices and decisions that you choose to make today. So as we navigate this season of preparation, it's so important to understand that taking action that aligns with the goal, the vision that you have in mind, is so important in actually getting there. At the end of the day, you can receive all the signs, all the guidance, all the support that you need in order to reach that next level, to reach that next phase in your life, that dream job, career, relationship. But if you don't do your part in taking those steps, you may never actually get there. In other words, we can be given all the right tools, all the right encouragement, but it's our actions and our decisions that truly pave the way for our progress. And this is essentially what the preparation season is all about. It's about becoming who you need to become, aka doing the inner work and doing the things that you need to do, aka taking aligned action in order to be fully prepared and ready for that next season of your life that you're working towards. And when it comes to really navigating the preparation season, a big aspect to being able to get through a season of preparation is trusting the process of it all. I like to view my journey in life, whether, you know, I'm working on my dream life or I'm working on a specific goal, I like to look at it as a co-creation process. It's not just me doing all the work to make things happen in my life. I see it as a team effort, a co-creation, if you will, with God, with the universe. As I mentioned earlier, one thing to expect during the preparation season is delayed gratification. You know, you're pouring all of this time, energy, and effort into something, and it can seem like nothing is happening, and it's easy to get discouraged and have doubt. However, what I've learned time and time again is that a lot more is happening behind the scenes that's beyond my control, that is beyond what I can even see. And just because you may not be able to see immediate results or you might not be able to fully understand what's happening, that doesn't mean that nothing is in motion. And I also think it's important to trust the timing of it all as well, which is something that I'm definitely still working on myself. Things don't always happen when we want them to. I can definitely look back at times when I really wanted something, but it didn't happen when I wanted them to happen. But when it did happen, looking back now, I can see that if it had happened when I wanted it to happen, I wouldn't have been fully ready and prepared to handle the responsibility that came with it. Like I mentioned earlier, sometimes we romanticize our goals, our dreams, our biggest aspirations without fully understanding everything that goes into it. I trust now that if something is not in my life yet, it's because it's still a work in progress. There's still things that are happening behind the scenes that I don't understand fully, or it means that I'm not quite ready for it. For me, nurturing my faith and my spiritual practice is definitely something that I'm constantly working on, but especially when I am in a season of preparation, I find myself doubling down and investing extra time in strengthening my faith during these times because it's the thing that keeps me grounded and have faith. And that's kind of where I want to end off this episode. I feel like I've been talking forever. I felt it was really important to have this conversation because, like I said, this is a season that I'm currently in and it ain't always easy, but we can't avoid it. We can't not do the work in order to get to where we want to be. Wherever you find yourself in your life, whether it's a season of preparation or maybe you're about to enter that season, I just hope that, you know, what we talked about today can really help you on your journey. And I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. And as a final reminder, be sure to check out our sponsors for today's episode. The link to that will be in the show notes. And if you want to keep up with me and all the things that I'm up to, the links to my YouTube, my Instagram, my TikTok are also in the show notes as well. And that is all I have to say. As always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.